Hazara. Today's project is to try to complete Simen Kufhei in the Chazara. We discussed many things yesterday in Shir, and we are now trying to go further in very, very important Simen known as Simen Kufhei. Over the Siv Dalet, the most important Shmai. Siv Dalet. Aleph Beis and Gimel we discussed yesterday. We're trying to go further today. Kuf Hei Rabosai Siv Dalet. Bamed Vama Murim. Mishanafa Latoch HaTavshim Nesharot Emolach Pletas HaYisruim Arva B'chol HaTavshim. Yerach Shin Isbal Shal Begir HaNosha. We all know that it goes straight through. Aval Isru Ben Cham Ben Kar. Shanafa Latzli She'etz Ala Eish. Eino Os Ala Kedei Netila. Shuka Ovi Rochav Etzba. Lefichach, Yerach Shetzlo Begido, Ochatichas Isra Shetzlo Am Chatichas Heter, Penogeze Bezet, Zorach Lehosebo Kedei Netila, Sabe Vagid, Chemena Chaticha, Vakom Shenogo Bechatichas Isra. Any questions so far? Straightforward. If it's in water, it's diffused throughout the entire piece and beyond. If it's dry, then it only goes to Kedei Netila. V'chein v'nofal Yisr al chaticha shebekedera shichut sarote v'lo niyara kedera v'lo kisosa. Goes back to our discussions from a long time ago. Eino os al kedei netila. Avon hiberote v'rashi kula hiber afil mekzosa. Or afil kula chut sarote v'niyara v'kisa kedera arote mefapea hatamu ma'arvo v'nichas bekula. Any questions? This is fundamentals, Rabbi. Fundamentals goes back to the very beginning we learned. And Av Sadi Vav and Sadi Zayim, where these fundamentals are to be found, and the distinction between Tzli and Bishul is really the first Gemara in the entire Sugya on Av Sadi Vav and Medbeis. Oh, please open up Sadi Vav and Medbeis. Mishnah Yerach Shen Zbashel Bavagir Anoshe Omar Shmuel Oshana Lejun Zbashel Vav Nitzla Vav Kolef Yochel Asher Megil Legit. Now the word Kedei Netil is not found anywhere in Shas. It says Kolef. Tosis discusses it. Take a look at Tosis. Look inside. You have to look inside of Osai. Please. Tosis ad. Sadi vav amud beis ad. Ad shemagil legid lav dak ad shemagil legid mamish. Totsorach shidaniach kdei klipa samach legid. Okay. Vafil kdei netila tsorach shiyaniach. Where does it say so? Psocha mayan vav. Ayan hey and vav. Not a merot for the cheres v'chos v'elav yitol es mekomo v'lo sagi b'klipa. Klipa is the thinnest possible peel. Netila, as the Rosh explained, is the thickness of your thumb. So the word yitol, netila, not found anywhere in Masech Tachul, and it's found in Masech Tapsachim. So it's a raya brewer, yitol. Imlo, and this is a very hard line. Imlo nechalik. The Shema Rotev Mispashet Yosem Yigid. Very tricky line. Rotev is Mispashet more than Gid. What does it mean, Rotev is Mispashet more than Gid? What do we find at the different levels of Ispashtus? The answer is, Rabosai, the next line, the last line on Tzai Vav Beis in the Gemara. Eini. We learned that Gedishet Slo, Bechalbo, Osu Lechol Afil Meirosh Osno. Wow. The fat permeates the entire piece of meat to the ears. Rashi says, Shein Shem Chelev, Alma Poshet Yisroel Bekula, even though it's not in water. Answer the Gemara, the first three words, on Tzadi Zayim and Aleph, the most critical words, Shani Chelev, Demifapeya. Rashi says, Mevatzpeitz, Hilkach, Mispashet, Beholich, Mispashet, Bechol Abos. So the bottom line, this is found in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei. Let's go right to the Shulchan Aruch. We have it in front of us. B'med v'amurim, she'en atzi osel k'den netila b'yerechim gido v'chayotzebo dove kochosh, ein bo koch lefapea v'chol achaticha. Ava gadish shavein shetzlo b'chelbo im ein b'chol agadish shishet k'neged kol achele shebo osur lechol afil l'meirosh ozno shekeven shu shavein v'fapea b'kulo. Ava the Mukochush, Ava Pisha Ainbo, Shishim connected Kolachelo Shabo, Ein osa ele kedei netila. Shachelev shal behema kchusha kachoshu betivo. Venim if hapeya. Period. Ad kan rabosai, the basics of the machaber, the sivdalad and he, based on the Gemara. What's unclear, rabosai, what's unclear is what falls between the two extremes. You have chelev on the one hand, shane chelev if hapeya, the lashon of the Gemara. Other than you have gira nosha, scrawny gira nosha, the garnished. What about a plain piece of meat? A plain piece of meat is fattier, if I use that expression, than the gira nosha, but skinnier than fat. Where does it fit in? Where does it fit in? We pointed out that the simple reading Tosis is chelev is dafka, everything else is considered to be kachosh, whereas the Rabbeinu Peretz said the other way around, that only Gira Nosh is considered to be kochosh, but the average piece of meat is considered to be in the category of shomer, and the Rambam perhaps holds that way as well. It's a very important starting question. We have two extremes, chelev on one hand, and Gira Nosh and chelev kochosh in the Gemara. On the other hand, the Gemara is over here on that Tzadi Zayin and Aleph, on the fourth line, Hahu kochosh ava. So chelev kochosh is also considered to be skinny. But plain meat doesn't say which way it goes. Oh. So Tosis is suggesting over here now, back in the Tosis Ad, Shema wrote the Mispashet Yosef Megid. Why? Presumably because it's considered to be in the category of Shomein. Wait a minute. But if it's going to the category of Shomein, then what do you mean? Yitlas Mekomo. But the whole thing is straight. Yitlas Mekomo. So the answer may be, we'll come to it soon, that even though it's mefapea bekulo, we cannot be guaranteed that it's diffused uniformly throughout. And maybe the initial kedei natila has a more intense absorption of the chelev, and it must be removed. So what Tosa is suggesting? Normally it's naftav kedei kalipa. There is a davar shamei. Davar shamei goes bekulo. But even though it goes bekulo, in contrast to a liquid medium, it's submerged in water, We assume uniform diffusion is dispersed uniformly throughout the entire piece, bottle. Here, the closest kedei netila may have greater intensity and therefore must be removed. That's what Tosis is suggesting. That's a possibility. Tosis is a possibility. Imlo nechalek. I said a lot so far already. Just going through the first words. Any questions? This is basics. Okay? Basics. Fine. Now, there are a number of interesting opinions which we have to discuss in this context. Tosis gave what we call the simple opinion, Shulchan Aruch, simple opinion. Namely, it's Chazar again. That's Li, what's his halachic status? If it's Kochosh Rabosai, then it's Kedei Netila. Not Klipa, but Netila. Others say it's only Klipa, as we saw over here, Mlo Nechalik. Whereas if it's Shomein, Rabosai, Mifapea Bekulo, and if it's Mifapea Bekulo, then what? Do you also have to worry about the closest to Kedei Netila in the case in which it's Batul B'Shishin? Doesn't say anything over here. Shulchan Aruch is silent on this matter. But what in fact is the halacha? So we have to see that the Rishonim discuss different things. Shulchan Aruch himself says over here towards the end, I'm skipping an important line, we'll come back to it later, it's Pitum, we'll get to that later. V'chol dova sh'yesh lo piyapua mechab esifei sh'nofa l'mokam yudua mechaticha b'tzli af al pi shish mechaticha shishim levat al yisr nonetheless tzarech netilas mokom. That's lo nechalik. And even if it goes straight through, you still require Netilas Makom. So says the Mechaber. The Mechaber passes this Chumrah, which not everybody agrees to. And everyone agrees. As a matter of fact, look on the Shach, Sivkon Tezvov, Das Ma'arai, Tuchol Hecha Debota B'Shishim, Ain't Tzorach Lo Netila V'Lo Klipa. You don't need it at all. Okay? This is the opinion of the Ma'arai against the Mechaber. So he's in effect more makel. Whenever it is bittul b'shishim, there's no need to remove the kalei klipa. Fine. The mechava possible called the middle view, bittul b'shishim, you have to remove kalei netila. Is there ra'ah? Here's the wildest shita. The Ran quotes it. We saw it this time. The ra'ah says there's never any bittul b'shishim when it comes to chalev, not in the closest netila. And not in the far reaches of the piece. It's all treif. Why is it all treif? Because you never know where it's going to go. There could be pockets of chalev all over the place. Once there's no, we cannot assume that this is distributed uniformly, you never know where the chalev's going to end up. That's the chum of the ra'av. That he's not only asserin kadein the tila as the mechaber does, he asks the whole thing because you never know where anything's going to land up. That's the ra'av. That didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. That's, those who want to see it, I think it's good to see it. This is a chazer. Open to Ran. The Ran quotes the Ra'ah here on this sugya. Both say, please open to the Ran. In the sugya here, in the seventh perek, on this Gemara, Sadi Vavamad Beis. Here we go. Page Kuf in our print. Hara'ozal, it's a left column, the second wide line after the narrow ones. Hara'ozal, kosa dein chelim mefapeh mizbatel betzili olam. Tepikadeu shem mizbatel. Mesherotim molech ha'yisa b'shoveh. Ava betzili shem mefapeh me'atzmo. Efshah shaharbi mimenu miskanes b'mokom echot. Hilkach afilu b'shishim lo potel. There you go. If he's there, after Malicha, ain't Misharim B'Shishim Meritaima, if the Ra'ah is right. But below Mashbach, he'll come on, that's Tzadiches. We know this Gemara, we said it so many times. Kazesa, the Tarba, the Nafal, the Dikula, the Bistra. So Ravashi, the Sharim, the Mai, the Bola, the Dikula, the Chor Mashba, the Dikula, Hainu Sal, Shemel Chubo, if you look at Misharim B'Shishim, if Rashi says to him, then there's no Raya, Rabbo Sai, Adkan, the Ran, and the Ra'ah, with the Raya, with the Tchia, etc. Everyone with me so far? Just basics. This is fundamental stuff. All found in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Hei, Sif, Dalid, and Hei. Okay? Very, very, very important. Fine. There's much to be said, but we have to move on. But you don't understand the fundamentals? You have it? This is the base of the whole Shia today. This, right? This is the assumptions that we're making, like we're going through various shittas which you mentioned and the psak, etc. Now we come to a problem. Till now it's easy, relatively speaking. Now we come to a major problem, which is the line we skipped. We always skipped, you know, it's always easy to skip the hard lines. We get through the whole Shulchan Aruch, it's great, we're doing fine, because we skipped one line. That one line which we skipped is a big problem. What's that one line that we skipped? The one line that we skipped says as follows. Vafilu chatichas or isu kusha, vechatichas heta shenitzim ashmeina, or isu mefapea bekula. Where does this come from? Where? Who made this up? Where is it from? Where? What happened? Says the Tassif called Yud, Kosev Beis Yosef, says the Nilmad Mimashat Matina came to Simon Kufches. Now we learn this with much better appreciation. We already learned Kufches. We learned the first time we hadn't seen Kufches. We just sort of picked it up on the fly. Now that we're such Bekim and Kufches, right? Yeah? So now we can approach this with greater understanding. I sure hope so. Yeah? What does it say? Recha Milsa. Tafilo Ahete Shamein Asur. Leman de Svile Recha Milsa. Gemafurisha Gemara. Imsacha Mayan Vav. Amen Bey. Svatam. Teheter Aheter Ozul. Umefatem Leli Isur. V'chozer v'nosin reach la'heter. Yes, that's what it says. That's what it says. But is it where does this come from? The Beis Yosef was obviously comments on the tour. The tour said so. It's true. The tour actually said so. We can't deny it. The tour, as understood by the Beis Yosef, took the chumra of pitum, which we find in what context? Reicha milsa, which we don't even pass like at all. But according to Rabbi Reicha milsa, he holds pitum. So it's relevant to us. Now are the two things hanging in the oven. It's a garnish. But they're touching each other. So we say, the Gemara Mefurish and Dafsali Zayin, top three words. If the Easter is Chelev, it goes all the way through the piece, to the end, to the ear. of the Dvar Heter announces it, what will happen the other way around? Other way around. The Iser is Kokosh. The Shomeng is, the Heter is Shomeng. So the Torah extrapolates from Recha Milsa, the man of the Firav, to our case, the Chiddush of the Torah. Everyone with me so far? The Torah is the one who basically made it up. And the question is it really true? He's Marech over here, the Taz in Sivkotan Yud. And he says the Beis Yosef asks questions against this, doesn't understand why this should be, it should be so. And he quotes that the Torah himself says, Ein ha-neser v'chule, afilu im ha-heter shuman mutter. That's in, we can see that in Siv Zion. We'll get to it in a minute. So Siv Zion contradicts Siv Tes, Siv He. Tes is also a problem. But so far we're only in Siv He. Says the, is it a serious problem? A contradiction. What does it say, in fact, in Siv Zion? What does it say there? Siv Zion says, let's take a look. Let's read Siv Zion right now. Look inside, please. Hod tachatichas isur choseres chaverta b'negisa davkash isura machas atzma k'go nevela obasa b'cholof avlem ein bo isur lemashe bolo b'mokom acher ein oseres acher atanu gaspa afilu rabosai in the tzub yachat. Why? What's the famous rule? Ein bolua yote mechaticha lechaticha v'lo rote v'medvam amurim Shebala or Isur Shena Mefapea, or Kachosh. Avbala min Advaram Mefapin Betiva, Kon Shuman, Oseres Chaverto, Bain Bitsli, Bain Binogas, Zubazucham Becham. Oh, Betachton of Chamel Yonatan. That's why. Shahisra Balua Biatma, Mefapea, Viyote Mechaticha Lechaticha. Okay, here we say, Rabosai, that there is a... Rabosai, there are two restrictions. One is, the typical item is mefapea within a chaticha, only a kedei netila. Second, a balua is not mefapea to beyond the chaticha without rotev. And the question is, what about shamein? So shamein trumps both. Shamein, Rabosai, it's mefapea b'kul. That's the Mefurash Gemara, the top three words in Tzadi Zayin Amad Aleph. And here too, the Mechaba Paskins over here in Siv Zayin. Bolom and Advarom and Mefapin b'tivon. Shushashuman. Oseres chaverito. It does go, Balua does go, Michaticha lechaticha, below Rotev. Right? Here again. Now wait a minute. Now wait a minute. What about the case? He's referring to a case where it's Shuman, right? What about Pitum? Is Pitum a player over here? That's the question. Second, look at the Shach. Sif Katan Yud Tes addresses this question. Watch this. There was a look at the Shach. Sif Katan Yud Tes, and see what he says. Afilu achaticha shenivla bo ha'isur shamein v'shuman shebo mefapeya. If he she'ein shuman shebo molech imo ha'isur el emokom she'isur atzmi yochol esar shebetiva. We all know this history sounds very familiar. Ein anesa yochol esar, etc., etc. Hu askomas ha'poskim. So writes all the poskim agree. But the Mechaba left it out. The Mechaba left it out. This line in the Torah. Again, what does the line say? We'll read it again one more time in the Shach Yud Tes. Afilu echaticha she'nivla bo ha'isur shamein. Vishuman Shabba Mefapea doesn't make a difference. Ein Ashuman Shabba Molech Imo HaYisr Lamamachem Shiv Atzmi Yochol Leelach Shem B'Tivon. And the Yisr is Kachosh. Why did Mechaba leave it out? Nir B'Pnei Shikshim B'Beis Yosef Azeh V'yesh Etzmol Dvorah Melu of the Tur Shem Sostrum Namasha Kosov Leel Sif Hei Afilu Chaticha Se'Yisr Kachosh V'Chaticha Se'Heta Shinitzli Imo Shamein. As he explained before, the Ozel Ha'Heter Mefatam the Yisur HaKochosh. V'Hodor, keyword is Hodor. V'Hodor HaYisur U'Mefatam La'Heter. Him Cain, Akocha Rashuman Molech Ha'Iser, Imo. V'yaf Al-Gav, Dedin Dehocha, Hu Muskim B'Kol HaPoskim, as the Beis Yosef says. V'din Deliel, Lohuskim B'Shum Poisek, Im Kol Zeh, Chosha Mechaber Lahachin Deliel B'Siv Hei, and if a V'kan, Sosem Advarim, he was very coy, V'lo Omabo, Lo Isa, V'lo Heter, Zendira B'dasa Mechaber, Rabosai. Yeah. The Mechab is very coy. He's bothered by the kasha of the Beis Yosef. There's a steer between Sif Hey and Sif Zayin. So when Sif Hey goes L'chumra, we say Pitum in this context. And in Sif Zayin, he's silent. He's silent. And his silence is, you know, has become, have many interpretations. He doesn't want to take an official stand. Even though Kol HaPoskim HaMekel in the Shaila, so writes the Shach here in Sif Katan Yutes. It's a great kasha. The kasha is raised by the Mefarshim, Astira. Let's read to go skip to the last line in the Shach. Harav Darkei Moshe Tirit Zaliel Mari Bechelev Kochush Hilkoch Kevin the Chelev Mefapea Elisha Kochushu Kochushin Mefapea Bikal Aheter Shom Mefatanle Ad Kan Dvarov. And the Ramah said Chelev Kochush is still pretty fat, so we say Pitum. Here we're talking about it's just the skinny meat. We don't say pitum. Interesting teretz that the Darkei Moshe thought of. A very nice teretz. If it would be true, it would be great. Says the Gilyon Marsha, commenting on this statement. You can see it on the bottom. Look what it says. Shulchan Aruch Siman Tovem Zayin Hilchos Pesach. Rabosai. Today is what? The 41st day of the Omer, correct? And we're still in Hilchos Pesach. We're counting that, but we're still in Hilchos Pesach. Okay. Mavuah the gam chometz shu kochosh gomer mispatein. Oh, even chometz kochosh gomer. So therefore, the stira is still a stira. The Darkei Moshe's teretz will in fact not suffice. It will not suffice. So what is the answer? Says the Shach. Look what he gives an answer. Go back to the lines that we skipped before. Look what he says. Hodlelo kasha. Kamosha Tirtsu gives three gedolim, not one, not two, but three. Who? The Marashal, the Prisha, and the Bach. What do they say? Tehecha da Isur Osur Machmas Atzmo. And the question is, how far does it go within that particular piece? Baha Kamaliel da Filu Ha Isur Kachush. Hayhetu Shu Shamin Molech Ha Isur Imo. Me'achad abal karachach lav v'lavachi polet esrot of shalisu uv'lavachi osakenet tila hilchach afilu mehet esto shamein machzik plitasum avliya b'kula. There, the question is to move it a thumb's worth or to the end of the piece. Once it's going, it keeps going and going to the end of the piece. Ma'ashenken hochen sivzayin she'ein achaticha asura machmas atzma ela shebola o iser. Okay. Ein belua yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. True, the mechaber says. Read it again. The mechaber says, "I have a bala min advarim and fapin betiva and gon shuman oseres chavedim betzibem and benegas to bechom, etc. etc." Shaisir a belua beatzma mefapea veyotze mechaticha lechaticha. The word belua shver. What kind of belua? Isir. Get to perhaps later. That's where the Easter itself is able to go from piece to piece. But something which is only balua, it will not go to that piece whatsoever. This is a distinction that's drawn by not one person, not two, three gedolim. The Marashal, the Prisha, and the Bach. Kulam, the Ahuvim, Kulam, Berurim, Kulam, Giborim. All said exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Adka. Are both of you with me so far? A distinction. Is this distinction accepted by everybody? Not so simple. Not so simple. The biggest attack here is the Taz. The Taz discusses it here or here. This is in Siv Zayin. Let's go back to the Taz in Siv Hey, which is Siv Kot on Yud. Please turn to the Taz, Siv Kot on Yud. We can't read the whole thing. Time does not allow. But parts we have time to read. Rabbo Sai Taz, Siv Kot on Yud. Okay? Look inside. So the Taz says, I'm skipping the first 10 lines. Ika chum razu, mishem rechahi, tisham lo ichbaslan b'hach svarod ein an esi yachol eser. V'keim and b'recha milsa kaimel and b'simen kuf ches to b'di'evin mutter. Amai yekan osur afilu di'evin, to ein kan iser, ela iser reyach. To ach svarod ein an eser, nema b'afilu b'nogim zem zem. Only by Recha Milsa. They can't ask him Shem Recha. Why? To Gamma Malicha Kosef Kane. For Shom Lo Shayach Recha Rabosai. That's in Siftes. But he told us about Sakasha. Ain't a Nesser. I feel my head to Shuman, Mutter. Taki Moshe says Chol of Kochush, which is more. Okay. Kosher. The Merecha Milsia Finala. Shomar ben Basar Kochush. Velomim Chelev Kochush. The Drish is Kash against the Dark Emotion. More than that. Rizka Khan Chelev. Chaticha Sisa. So different answers. What are the answers? Who's answering? Look at this. The Bach. The Shver. The Taz of Shver is the Bach. The Bach had allies. Who do you have? Who was the allies we saw before? The Marshal, the Prisha. What are the answers? Let's look inside the Taz. Chazon. The kind of Easter also machmas atzmo, I mean, and I feel him Easter kochosh at the shaman, shamolich, Easter emo. Meacha de bal kochach polter rotev, poletus rotev nevelo. Yeah, it goes further. Can a shuman shaletim is arvim rotev nevelo, and it all gets mixed in, and it goes to travels to the end of the piece. Avala come on, the marib Easter bolua, I mean, and afal pi, shaosa chaticha shakibla the Easter ishmena. Ein Ashuman Shiva Molech Bliyas Yisr Ayim Ima. Period. Shver. Rabbo said, when you get married and have a father-in-law, and he says, Halacha, don't you respond the way the Taz did. What did Taz say? Elu Devorim Bilti Nechonim Klal. Maybe that's why he didn't mention the Shver by name. For Itzi Mitartim, a diplomatic point over here. When his wife sees this, you know, what's she going to say? Mitartim. Metarz, I'm not telling you who the Metarzim are. Eilu Dvaram built in the Chonim Klal, the Shver's Teretz. Why? Look at what he says. The words are critical. To the Shneem Yesh Gvulu Kitzva. To the Shneem Achvas Atzmo. Vu Kochesh Yesh Lo Koach Lesu Chaticha Shetzo Bolo Rotev. Akadei Netilim. Viachaze Kola Kocho. Fine. Isa Balua, yesh lo koach lelech at sofa chaticha, hahi bi atzma shenafal Isa. Umisham velech en lo koach klav ul arotev, afal pi shemunach mamash olav. Yesh kal vachome. Ma bi Isa Balua, shesh bemokam Isa mamash, shuma. Afilu hoch, ein mo olos es koach lo Isa ul hanivla, shi yetze chutz le gvulo. Koshkein, bi Isa mitzar atzmo, Shegavulo lesser ad kadei klipa. Maybe she's saying netila. What does it say over here on the side? Ad kadei netila. They want to be magia. Bechatichas heter vesulo. Shelo yovolo shuman shel bechatichas heter lo tzia chutz to gavulo. Tekachli gavul shel achar klipa b'yisr ad mitzad atzmo. Kama b'chutz to gavul b'chol achaticha. She'etzal achaticha. She'nesem achas b'liyas yisr. So what do you mean? Either pitam pushes past the border, or doesn't push it past the border. That's the kasha which the Taz asks against the Marshal, the Bach, and the Prisha, all of whom accept this distinction as cited in the Shach. So the Taz is kasha, either goes past the Gvul, or doesn't go past the Gvul. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. So the Nekuda Sakesef responds to this. Look how he phrases it. Look inside Abo Sai. How did he phrase it? Tahocha came into a Easter machmas atzmo im kain miyad mefatem lahakochush vahoder ozil vahoder keywords vahoder vahoder ozil umefatem laheter. Okay, let's chazer again. Im kain miyad mefatem lahakochush the shomein is mefatem the kochush. And then, now that this kochosh has become fat, Hader Ozlam Fatim La Heter. It impacts on the Dvar Heter. What does that mean? What's the distinction? What is the distinction? What's he saying over here? He says something, but what is he driving at? So the Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Yud Dalit, okay? What the Shach Yud Dalit says, Kotzer Beis Yosef, Ozel Heta Mefatim LeYisr, V'Hoder Ozel LeYisr U'Mefatim LeHeta. It goes at, you know, boomerangs. Says the Sif Seidas Yud Dalit. He said, look at those Yud Tes, which we saw already. We saw. And the Odon Zal, the Shach, he said, Heta Mefatim LeYisr, V'Hoder Ozel. V'Hoder's in quotes. V'Hoder Ozel V'Hoyisr. What does that mean? Based upon Reka, Ozel Reach Mishamen Heter Lenevelo Mefatim Le, V'Chakach Yeshkoach Lelev Reach Minevelo, which started off as Kusha, but now became Shmena, will now go back to the Shera. Why? Because the Mefutim move, because the Nevelo became a Futim. Who are the Nibliya V'chule? Here too, the same exact thing should apply. Fine. Abul Halar Minun, the Shuman Heter, Hanivla Beisur, Nas and Avela. That's the Hakak Osu. That's not true. The Eina Nessa Kiagavna, Ayan Beis Yosef, Elikadamaran, the Heter Mefatim Leisur, Vinas Shomein. V'shuv yesh koach b'yisr gufo lav liya b'kulo rabosai. Pisa ein ha-sogah b'mash hikshah pri-chodosh os yutes from a rajbo. Yesh l'chalik. Because if they're near each other, t'chila mefatem heta l'yisr v'hodar, the shachar is v'hodar. But yisr mu'ot. Kemo rotem nevela kochel shumat shuman shal gitshe nimcha v'nofel alam hete shamein. Kevon lohoyim v'futum eikara. Ein bo koach lizbalea. Kiyim kadei klipo netilo. Meridik. I want to read you the Lushan, because it's clear here. If I had time, I'd show you in the Megillah Sefer, but since so far we're trying to avoid the screen, I'll read it to you from the Bari HaShulchan, which some of you have. If you don't all have it, you can always look it up later on. Because it's important to see which way the Prima Gadim is going, and to see that there's another interpretation as well, and with Nafkamina in the various interpretations. It's very, very important, Rabbi said, to just focus for a minute on this Nakuda. You see over here, Rabbi, what's happening over here so far is that the steer between Hay and Zion, Takim Moshe's Teres doesn't really work, and the Shach likes the Teres of the Bach, Prisha, and the Marashal. The Taz doesn't like it. Let's go over it again one more time, but we see this direction in which we are going. But the idea of Pitum, I just want to read you the words of the Bari HaShulchan Sifkotan Pei Aleph. Those who want to look up later on, it's on page Resh Pei Beis. Pei Aleph, page Resh Pei Beis. Okay, to remember. Hatav lozeh, meshaheter hashmeina mefatem umashmin as a Yisra Kusha. Vardekach mefafas pleita as a Yisra b'chol ahet. Fine. V'yesh lehovin din zeh Bebeis Ofanim. Now, both sides, he's giving you Klar Hebrew. Not a very simple Hebrew of the Halig of Baal Bari HaShulchan Shlita. What's the Hebrew? Read number one. Shepleitas haheter hashamein nichneses lesoch ha'isr umefatemes hiyas ha'isr atzma. That we saw. That's the Prima Gadim. That's what the Prima Gadim just said. What did it do? The heter shamein. What do I gave an example? It's like Popeye who eats spinach. Was he still Popeye around? Someone else was a kid? No. He was a very scrawny guy and he ate spinach and very strong. So look at the kids eat their spinach. That was the whole vart over there. The message. Okay? My boy said, who grew up eating spinach here? Okay, no comment. Okay. So I'm saying you have this fat. The fat enters into the scrawny Isser and makes the Isser Popeye. Brackets. It's such an important bracket to explain. Aval il molezos. were it not for the fact that the fat makes a skinny into be treated as a lachli fat, lo hayamahani al pitim al pleitas ha isur. We're both saying that, you know, when two things are near each other, it goes in both directions. The pleitas ha isur, it's true. Mishen niklas al tocha heter atzmo. The pleitas ha isur came into the heter. Maybe there the pleitas ha isur became fattened up. No. Ki pleita greda eina mekabelas pitum. Leos bekach kishmena. You need a real piece. A piece has to become skinny, can become fat. But simply over here, Abosai, plate the iser, which comes into a fatty piece, will not accept pitum to become fat. So it must be the other way around. What's the pitum? Abosai, chazer again. What does it mean? Plate as a heter, a shomen, nichnesos, the toch a iser. Popeye. It made the scrawny kochosh into fat. Fatty. You with me so far? That's the prima godim. We just saw that. Is there a similarity between the prima godim and what I just said now? It's an identity. What's the second way? Oshemo lehepech. Shepleitas or isur hanichnes as a socha heter. Mispatemes. Mehaheter atzmo. Whoa, boy. Other way around. What happens? The pleitas iser goes into the heter and it becomes fat because it's surrounded totally by the heter shamein. Brackets. Aval mole zos lohoya mahani apitum al iser atzmo. Either pleitas a heter and a chnesis a socha. Why? Ki pleita greda ain bekocha lefate macherim. Plate is not enough. Here it's the issa comes into the heter, with the whole heter, the chefta surrounding it. Two opposite ways, maybe both are really true. That's the discussion of the body of Shulchan, Sivkot, and Pe'alef. Is it clear, the two ways? Just review again many times. There are two different ways that this dinner pitum, assuming it exists, can work. Some deny the whole thing we saw. But if it exists, it can work in one of two opposite ways, both of which are described over here so beautifully in the body of Shulchan, Sivkotan, Pei Aleph, okay? Pei Aleph, two different ways that Pitum can work. Two different ways that it could possibly work. Fine. Now let's see, Rabosai, there could be nafkaminas in terms of the two different ways and different understandings, and we're not going to be able to go into it in the greatest of depth because time does not allow, but a little bit. A little bit. Now, one of the ways that we discuss this is by looking at another sif. We've been in Hay, we went odd sifim today. We were in Hay, we were in Zion, now to go to Tess. Okay? Hay, Zion, and Tess in Simin Kuf Hay. What's Tess? Tess we're not supposed to be learning, it's about Malicha. You ready to decide we're not learning Malicha, we don't have these cases nowadays? Yeah, it's true, but some of the laws of Malicha are fundamental and relate to other halachas as well. Let's take a quick peek. Okay? Siv Tess. Maliach. Not going into the details. Maflika de Klipa. Okay? Klipa. Very nice. Maliach is Klipa. Tzli is Netila. Bishul is Bekulo. Fine. So far, so good. Good. Okay. Well, the inyan shar chatichas shenimlechu yachad im ein b'chol achas mem b'fnei atzma shishin levatel hachelev asuris v'ein mitstarfin b'yachad levatel hachelev. Why not? The ein chelev mefapea mechaticha lechaticha b'lo rotev. Wait a minute. We just saw in Siv Zayin that Chelev is mefarpeya mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. A contradiction now between, Hay and Zayin, now between Zayin and Tess. Ribbono shel olam. Who asked this kasha? The Taz asked this kasha right over here in Sivkoton, Chav Beis. Okay. Mizanim shagam ken kula tazchav beitz. The bebiru lo noga achel ba'brachas mehem hacheres mutaris. Ani tomel shugunuch shepsok of solstrin zeze a steer in the mechaber between Zion and Tess. Let's take a look. Shuliel siv Zion pasak din bolam min advarom ha'mefapim betivon kagon shuman oseres chaver to afalo rotev. That's the Rav Meshita, quoted by the Tur. The Kan Pasuk Mishabliyas Achelif Eniyotzibla Rotev, which is the Maram, quoted in the Mordechai Tov Pesh Pe Gimel. So the Stira Guluya in the Mechaber. A Stira Guluya. What do you do with the Stira? This is a serious matter. A Stira. For ain lo mar de kan mar bechel of kochsh shenim befapeya. No, the Mordechai has the case chelav shal akeres, which is the ikar chelav. More than that, if it's kochsh who nidishim becholachas b'fnei atzmo, must have machlokas the Maram against the Rashba, and he holds even isa shamein ain o yotzi b'larotev kol shu b'luabo. So the Shulchan Aruch lo hikash machlokas who he contradicts himself. V'ein lomar, says the Taz. You know the rule. Ruvain's ein lomar, Shimon's yesh lomar. Watch, look, listen up. V'ein lomar, d'li'el marilin yin sli. Tocha b'melicha, d'maskini b'gemara, d'avtzani zayin, meliach kiroseach d'tzli. And Beis Yosef says, it's like sli. So you can't make this distinction. Can't. Oh, no, huh? Some poskim say you can. That even though in the Rishonim, perhaps, there were those who had double or nothing, they always goes mechaticha like the Rashba, or never like the Mordechai, the Mechaber made a compromise. When it comes to Tzli, it is mefapeya. When it comes to Melicha, it's not. What's such a terrible idea? Why can't it possibly be? Why can't it be? Maybe it's true. This is a question which is raised by the Mefarshim. His Ein Lomar, as I said before, is others, Yesh Lomar. Okay? Keep this in mind. Oh. Fine. You take a look at the Gilyon Marashah on this Taz. He says one line. Ayin shach sivkot n'chav ches. Rabosai, mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. What does it say in the shach here in sivkot n'chav ches? What's there? Sivkot n'chav ches. He says, quoting from others, from the Marshal, the Bach, Hani milin yin sli. Shachom o'esh mefateh me'aytayim me'hay lahayim. V'gam shneim chamim. Harnitzel zem zeh. Ava melicha lo matzanu svara zu. Even by tzli it's a chiddush. Then he says, v'shum mechar b'lo chilek. Okay. B'kitzah nimritz. If the Shach of Ches seems to be saying what the Taz suggests that we cannot say, perhaps the Shach did say it, as Gilyon Marashah notes. The Nekuda Sakesef says the whole thing is no problem. Why is the whole thing no problem? Nekuda Sakesef is found on that Taz of Katan Chav Beis. Look inside. Loko Shemidi! To the chumra chayish to mefapeah mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. That's in Siv Zayin. Avol hocha kamar to sof sof a mitzarif then chelim mefapeah bekulan below rotev. The name of David kibishul mamash and mispasha bekula b'shava. To lo yochol lios nishak tzas mechaticha achas binyan she'ein bo kedein lemat. So if you look at the nekudas hakesef superficially, you get an impression. What he means is, we're not sure. A sveika de dina. We're not sure who's right. Is the Mordechai right or is the Rashba right? Is chelim mefapeah bechaticha lechaticha? when it's balua below rotev or not. So we're machmer in sif zayin like the Rashba, and we're machmer in sif tes like the Mordechai. Indeed, I showed you this already once before. The dogle merivava rabosai in simin tzadi beis sif beis seems to learn exactly this way. That's exactly what the pshat is in the Nekuda Sakesef. This is what he says. Okay. He says, look at the Nekuda Sakesef in Simen Kufei. On the Taz Chav Beis, Mesupik Lalandidan. We're Mesupik. There's no Gemara. So we're Mesupik, we don't know. We're not sure if it's Mefapeya Chutz Lachaticha or not. So says the Dogel Merova. Comes the Prima Godem and says, no way. Can't be. Because if it would be a Suffolk, it would lead to a leniency that we have Svek-Svekis. Take a look at the Mishpat Zozov, Sivkotin Tes Vav. Inside, look inside the text. Please. Ein Nekudas HaKesef. V'altit ebalosh in Nekudas HaKesef l'kamon. T'luchum rechai shloma d'shamim mefapeh l'chatich l'chatich l'arot. T'lev is Svek and Adina, like the Rashba or the other poskim. Who aim if I pay b'shamim? Im kain yisad the rabbanon or b'svek svek alahater chas v'sholem lo makain. Wow, fiery words. Chas v'sholem lo makain. Elokeivan shabes Yosef aravich v'yu d'sham b'fapel. Let us up to the cloud. Finished. What's his teretz? The mikoma kol la mechaber and mitzvah kol la chatich v'tishish. We know why. The Shema Ein Mischalek B'Shoveh. That's what he's saying. We spoke at the very beginning of today's shir. It's not diffused uniformly. And as the later post can say, he's right, the Prima Godem, despite the Dogma of Svaker. Why the Lashon, he's Marich, the Nekudas HaKesef. Amal Hocha Koma, the Sof Sof, should have said, Hocha Koma, when Machmed doesn't go through, doesn't go to another Chaticha, doesn't say that. Ein Mitzdarf, why? Ten Chelem Efapea B'Chulon, Blorotev, the name of David Kibishel, Mamashu Mispashe, Bechula, Beshove! Yochalish Nishakzas, Bechaticha, Asbein, Shein, Bokadenik Vatel. What's Arichas Lashon? The Prima Godem is correct, and the Dilgam Ibam is not correct. That's what later people say. Pshat and the Nekudas HaKesef. Rabosai, so far we were discussing a little bit the opinion of the Mechaber on these very, very weighty matters in Sif Hay, in Sif Zayin, and in Sif Tes. Each one of which is a very important akuda, and we have to be very careful in seeing what the psak is, what the mafarshim and the poskim say, because these are very, very critical halachos. Okay, are there any questions before I go on? Any questions? Okay. I really want to discuss a little bit more about the two ways that we saw in the Prima Godem's way, that we just saw, in the way we read in the Bali Shulchan, and the other way, we should have time for today, that's a big question. Do we or don't we have time? What's the other way? The Birum told us, read it one more time, the Bali Shulchan, what is the other way? Other way is Fakert. Shepleita so iser nechneses asocha heter mispatemes mea heter atzmo. What does that mean? Not that the scrawny piece of meat became Popeye, became fat because the fat influenced it. No, the other way around. The plate of the Isser, the scrawny Isser, is absorbed in the original strong man, the fat man, if we use that expression, and Mimela, the Isser, is mispatna from the Heter Atzmo. That's the second way. That's the way which other poskim say. Ay, ay, ay. Let's talk just a few minutes about it, though we don't have the time to discuss it really at length. Length, just a minute. This idea, Rabosai, is the second approach. You shouldn't think it has no adherence just because the Prima Godem rejects it. The second approach, Rabosai, is the approach of the Chavos Das and the Yad Yehuda. They both accept the position that the that the prima godim rejects. Might have to mean Rabosai. What'll happen, Rabosai, if the 60 times, one afkamina, the 60 times, listen carefully, the 60 times in the Davar Shamein, which is Mutter, against the Iser, which is Kochosh. 60 times, okay? 60 times, great. Batel B'Shishin, right? Yeah? 60 times connected what? Connected what? So according to the Prima Gadim, it's 60 times connected the entire Iser Kachosh. Why? Because the Iser Kachosh became fat. What do you say? Shamanta of Iser Kasisa. Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim. It became fat. The skinny piece became fat. It's 60 times its entire volume. And if you look on the Shulchan Aruch, here in Simon Kufay, that's what it sounds like. If you look over here in Simon Kufay, Sif Hey, that's where the din of Pitum is found. Right? Sounds like you need 60 times the entire piece. This is according to the Prima Gadim. And this is the impression you get from the Magen Avraham and from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. However, Rabosai, according to the Yad Yehuda and others, it's enough to have 60 times connected what? The Kedei Netila of the Kochush, which enters in to the fat piece and becomes fat. What a tremendous, it's an unbelievable nafkamina. Shishim connected what? So this is discussed in a number of sources. The Megillah Sefer spoke about this, if you recall. And of course, the Bari HaShulchan talks about this as well. If I can find right away in a minute where he talks about it, I'll tell you. Otherwise, we have to wait for later. Somewhere in here, where he discusses this very point. 60 times what? Here it is. Page Reish Tzadi Dalet. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber said, Avobola min hadvara mefapin betivon, such as Shumun, Oseres chaverta be mitzli be menagasu bezu. Okay? So, in the Bari HaShulchan, the question becomes, why is there no pitum over here? Mipnei shabliya shel iser lo nekar klal. It doesn't move. It discusses over here, 60 times what? The Ramaschul min. Look back in Simon Tuf Mem Zion. And here he discusses something which is, again, this is, trying to figure out if my time budget allows for this. Let's figure this out. Let us try to proceed in the following. We'll try to get back to this a little bit later. I want to make sure you're not lost yet. That's my biggest concern. So far, we've been discussing a number of things, all in the same general area of halach and simon kufay and sif hey, sif zay, and sif tes. I want to make sure that the talmidim are more or less holding with me so far before I try to explain a number of other finer points. The finer points, Rabosai, are a little bit complex. No one's. I'll have to review again. I guess we will review again as we go into these finer points. We may be reviewing what we already said so far today. Let's chazer again right now from the very beginning. The first we spoke about today's shiur. Sli is kadei netila. Some say it's only kadei klifa. I think Gemara says yitol because it's shamein. I shamein b'fei b'kulo. But it's more concentrated in the kadei netila. Tosin suggested that svara we saw on that tzadi vav amid beis. Okay, then we had the opinions, the three opinions. Some say that it's mispashit b'shave, and if it's 60 times, you need not remove the kadei netila. Some say that as a Shulchan Aruch passes, you must remove the kadei netila. And they were all said the whole thing is treif because you don't know where things go. There's no uniformity. That was the first thing we spoke about, the very beginning of the shiur today. Fine. Then we start talking about pitum. Pitum is a chiddush nifla. It's found by Recha in the Gemara, and it's the tur barred it and applied it over here. There's a machsin to be a steer between sif hay and sif zayin in this respect, right? Steer. Daki Moshe had his teretz, the Shach had his teretz, the Taz had his various questions against the Shach. We had a Nakuda Sakesef for both sides, we had a Shach, a Sif Seidah, Sif Kot, and Yudalit. All which we spoke about, why we say in one case, we say that it can go Chutz L'Gvulo, as the Taz put it, in another case not. Okay, the main teretz was attributed to three Gedolim, the Bach, the Marshal, and the Prisha. And the Taz argued with his father-in-law, who didn't mention him by name. All right, that was the second thing we spoke about. Oh. Within the Prima Gadim, as I told you before, there were within this Din of Pita, the 2 days, is the Prima Gadim's way, and then there's the Yad Yehuda's way, with Nafkaminas, as I told you. And I want to go focus on that right now. Let's chazer it again. Okay? Chazanish, who's on that side as well, says, Pitum cannot help an item which is in a stationary position. What does that mean? This presumably is a pshat in the Bach. Just take a look again at the Shachs of Kot and Yutes. We've been here before. It's our second time in the Shachs of Kot and Yutes. What did Bach say? What the Bach says, the Bach is quoted over here. Keima sheisimach mas atzmo, etc. We read it already a little bit before. What's pshat in this kind of a din? So in the Megillah Sefer, he understands it to mean that once it's going, it can go further. 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 Fine. Further. Good. Of course, the question becomes, what's the source of Pitum, Rabosai? The source of Pitum is Recha Milsa, Fishitas Rav. And there, what does it mean? There, Rabosai, listen carefully. There, the Prima Gadim Pshat must be right. What's Prima Gadim Pshat? That the fat item makes the skinny item treated as fat. That's how it works. If two skinny items are here, we'll get to the Kufches, nothing happens. The fat is Isser and the skinny is Mutter, so the fat will spread to the skinny. If the fat is Mutter and the skinny is Usser, how does it move? Only one way, it becomes fat. That's clearly pshat in Pitum in the context of Recha Milsa. So shouldn't that be pshat in Pitum in our Simen as well? That's the kasha, says the Heliga Yad Yehuda. That's only true, Rabosai, by Recha. Because the smell envelops. Since the smell of the fat envelops the skinny is now treated as fat. We're discussing, Rabosai, two pieces that merely touch each other. When they touch each other, it's impossible for the fat one to make the skinny one to be considered fat. But the other way around, precisely because they're touching each other, the part of the skinny which gets absorbed in the fat, that becomes fat because it's totally enveloped within the fat piece. So the Yad Yehuda is saying, yes, it's true, there are two cases derived one from the other. But in each case, it's the item which envelops the other, which has the impact. So in the case of Recha, the smell of the fat envelops the skinny, and therefore the skinny becomes fat. In the case of the two pieces which are dry touching each other, it's only the what exudes from the skinny one and is absorbed in the fat one, that's in turn surrounded by the entire fat piece. That's the Yad Yehuda's Mahalach. As we said before, now the question becomes, 60 connected what? You need 60 times connected the entire Chalosh became fat, which is the opinion of the Prima Gadin. Or no? Yad Yehuda may say it's only requires 60 connected the Kedei Netila of the Chalosh, which goes into the Shamein. That's where I got sidetracked over here, because that's what the Biurim talks about over here. Dibra Maschil Min. Very big question over here. There's a question, which we'll soon see, soon going to lead to yet another question. Fine. There are more questions which I just can't go into for the lack of time. But you should understand that it's important to realize what's happening. It's the basics, the fundamentals. Okay. Now, Rabosa. We have to discuss. Yes, I'm sorry.
So the Prima Gadim says you need a shishu connected to tila.
No, no. Prima Gadim holds that the fat piece made the skinny piece fat. All right. So now you're gonna need 60 connected kulo, which is the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Whereas the Yad Yehuda said no, the skinny remains skinny, because not totally enveloped. Only the small amount of the skin which gets absorbed in the fat, that became fat. That only came from the Kedei Netila. Okay? Okay. Narabosai. We have this famous principle, Ein Belua Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha Belo Rotev. That's found explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Zayin. Narabosai, open up the Shulchan Aruch here, if you don't mind, in Sif Zayin. Try to do what we can to complete this in the limited amount of time left. We'll try. Okay. So here we have the following. There seem to be sources which indicate differently. Where's the source of this then? How do we know that Ein Belua Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha Below Rotev has to be a source. You can't make it up. Who said so? Right. The task quotes the expression "Sif Katan Yudalet." Ein Belua Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha Below Rotev. Yeah, but who said so? Where does it come from? So it's based in the Gemara. Kuf Ches Miflat Lo Polit. Miflat lo polit, Rabosai. And not only is it true that it's not yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotev, but it also is true, listen very carefully, it doesn't even go within the same chaticha without rotev. Within, because it's dry chaticha. Take a look at the top tosis on Tzadi Zayin and Aleph. Rabosai, have to go back to basics. Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph on top. The top line. So what does it say over here? To become mokom shana osu g'day klipa amai ein osu g'day klipa chozer ve'oser ma she'etzlo uv'nyezei yosar hakol alahayinu taima fisha ein tam o iser over klal yosu v'k'day klipa. Whatever is in effect belua does not move from place to place within the chaticha because there's no rotev. Okay? It's an important yisod. It's an important yisod. Oh. Now, what's the pshat? It doesn't go from piece to piece without rotev. Where does it stop? Does it go out of piece A? Does it get into piece B? What do we say for keret? It never gets out of piece A. They both say, take a pick. Which one would you say? Which one would you say? Does it stay in piece A, or it goes out of A and doesn't get into B? Look in Chavas Das, please. Sifkot on Yud Gimel. Very important, Rabosai. Chavas Das, Sifkot on Yud Gimel. Please open up. See what it says. Kuf Hei, Sifkot on Yud Gimel, Chavas Das. In the Biurim, of course. He quotes a Tosfos and a Rosh in the 8th Perek of Kuf Yud Beis by Dogam and Ophos. Ma'at Dam, says the Rosh, Yotze mi Dogim v'nivla b'Ophos. What do you mean? And Yotze b'lor Otev. Well, what's going on over here? What's happening? What's happening? Says the Chavas Das as follows. Pshat is no. It does come out, but it doesn't get from the little bit that comes out will be stuck on the surface and can never penetrate from piece A into piece B. It's not in piece A, it's sort of limbo between the two pieces. Read. What's he saying? The Chavas Das say it comes out of A, but Ein Belua Yotze, not just from Chaticha to Chaticha, but Rotev, even from the Davar Tzolul. And Rotev means significant Rotev. This is the Chavas Das said a long time ago, talking about the burners in our ovens. You need a puddle, a huge puddle, to be considered Rotev, not a small amount of Lachus. This is the opinion of the Chavas Das. It does come out, but it doesn't get in. You with me so far? So this rule of Ein Belua Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha Blerotev, according to the Chavas Das, what does it mean? It does come out, but it doesn't get in. Okay, so it's in limbo somewhere. It's floating around. It's floating around, Rabosai. Floating around. However, not everyone agrees to this. There's some claim it never came out at all in the first place. It never came out. Who says that, Shita? Who says that, Shita? This is the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim is found here in the Mishpat Zov, Sifkaton Yud Dalet. Again, I can't read the whole thing. Sifkaton Yud Dalet. Okay, well, look what he says. The Ein Koach Bebalua Lotzeis Klal Beli Rotev. It doesn't even come out. Ein Afilu Mashu. Nothing. Zero. Nothing comes out. Frank, the Prima God of Man himself. Daod. The Klipo Lo Boya. Mashmaho Hadocha Boya. Oh, you have to rinse it off. Why? Nothing comes out. The Prima Godim, Efsha L'chumra B'Yalma. The Prima Godim has a whole shita here in Mishpizol Zav Yudalit, in direct contrast to the Chavas Das, Sifkot and Yud Gimel. One is Yud Gimel, one is Yudalit. Have to remember. So Machlokas Gedolei Aposkim, what's happening over here? What's happening? Very serious questions over here. Questions, many questions. This is as far as Mechaticha lechaticha. Perhaps we'll come back to this a little bit later. Two different understandings. And these two understandings, Rabosai, are extraordinarily relevant, as we shall see. as I told you before, all little burners. All little burners, right? He put a piece of, he put a fleshig, a pot on a burner which once had a little bit of milchitz there. According to the Chavad Das, it's okay. Because even a small amount of retivus is nothing. According to the Yad Yehuda, who has a different point of view, it's not okay. It's not okay. It's a serious problem. So of course we like the Chavad Das, and understand we want to be mekel. So we prefer the opinion of the Chavad Das. But to see, are there any riots to the Chavad Das that we could possibly bring? And there are discussions back and forth on this matter. I can't go into the riots here and the riots there. Very complex. There is one riot, which perhaps the most complex of all, potentially, which goes back to a simon which we spoke about a bit later on. Now we know about it, we can just mention it very briefly. Very briefly. The Shulchan Aruch has in Simon Kuf Zion some complex cases which about Mordechai's, etc., 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 etc. So, if you remember, the Megillah Sefer in his opening comment on Simon Kuf Zion said that sugya is a riot to the Chavas Das, that even Tam, which is Belua and Lach, does not go out without a ribuy of rotif. And the Yad Yehuda says, no. Even if it's a small amount, it will in fact go out. That's why even a slachas ksas is going to be a problem. It's a machlokes. How do you understand the dispute between the Rivah and the Sefer HaTrumas? We'll try to get to it if we have a chance, maybe tomorrow. But just keep it in mind that this is a running battle which has ramifications in numerous places. Fine, just keep it in mind. Keep it in mind without going into every single part right now. Now, Belua Mikli. What's it in? We said, Ein Belua Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha below Rotev. That, yes, Belua Mikli, says the Ramah in Siv Zayin. Rabbi also in Siv Zayin. Because there are two Chatichas. Avol Kli Shebola Yisr, Oser Het Eshenogea Bo Afilu Bisa Shenu Shomei. The Kli does go out. Why? Why is a Kli different? Says the Taz, Sifkot Tezayin, Hatam Bezeh, Tadavko Machal Shieshto Ma Liflo Begufo, Oza Bliya Eino Holechas Belo Rotev. Ava Kli She'ein Ba Pleita Begufo, Oz Yosef Shabbat Ma Shebola. This is the famous Taz, the Shach seems to say exactly the same thing. The Kli is Yosef Belo Rotev, because it doesn't have any taste of its own. Doesn't have a taste of its own. Okay. The question is, well, exactly what does that mean? What does it mean? Oh. So the Chazon Ish says, don't take the Taz literally. What it really means is as follows. What it really means is that Eino Yotze Mibelua Bechaticha, because it's really entrenched in the Chaticha. Remember they had the famous, we'll get to it tomorrow, the famous Rashba, Ein Hagola Be'ochlin, because it's so entrenched, so it can't get out of that rotev. But if it's in the Kli, it's not so entrenched, it's deposited in the Kli. It can come out with a Hagola. So if it can come out with a Hagola, so it can go out the Kli to a Chaticha, without any rotev. This is exactly the Pshat the Chazon Ish thought of on his own, and it's mechaven mamish to the Rashba. That's what the Rashba brought that raya about Hagola. Amazing. Oh, the Rashba has the kasha from Psochem Ayin Dalit, Mulaisa, say kibolo kachpolto. Apparently, it goes out without rotev. What did he answer? Dam is different. Dam, Mishrak Sharik. Easy come, easy go. Gets in easily, comes out easily. So writes the Rashba. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, it's going to come out that a something which has some blood in it, Rabbi Osai, will, in fact, aser a nearby piece. A nearby piece. Because dam has unique qualities. Dam has unique qualities. The Shach does not necessarily agree with this. Right? If you look in the Mishpat Zov, for example, explaining in Sifkot and Tezayin, again, you can't read the whole thing. The Mishpat Zov, he says, no. Om nam roi shateda, zeh decham, av a malich otzliya polet udam shal atzmo, kim avuah besimanayin. V'tam, the malich of atzliya polem zeh lahotzi dama shal atzmo, im ken havi ki yisir atzmo. Dam emoko macher, af ade malich of atzliya, havi belua. That's what he says. He don't say, kalu kabola kach poltem, etc. He's a distinction which is drawn by the Prima Gaudim based upon the Shach and the Taz. The Rashba seems to disagree, and the Chaznish likes the Rashba Shita. This is an important Nakuda. Oh. Atka. Now, Bosai, in the limited amount of time, we're supposed to discuss two more things. I don't know if I'll have time to do it or not. We'll do the best we can. There's a world famous machlokas, Rabosai. A world famous machlokas in the Taz and the Shach right over here. We have a famous rule. Ein anes yochol esar, b'mokon she'itzatz yochol le'elachshon. Does that apply to Bosa B'cholof? The Taz says yes, and the Shach says no. And the Shach says, look, it's an old dispute. The Rashba is like the Taz, and the Ran's like me. But as we pointed out, Nachronim, that's an overstatement. The Ran is like you. The Ran, as we learned back in Tzadi Beis, the Ran denies Ein HaNeser completely. He denies the whole institution of Ein HaNeser. Of course it's going to be like you. But we don't pass like that Ran. We pass in the Yedusei Ein HaNeser, B'Shari Surim. So therefore, you can't bring the Ran as a riot to you, Rabbi Shach. And therefore, the Taz wins. Question becomes, they both say, the Taz wins, but how can it be? Don't we assume that Basar and Cholov is an Iser Atzmo? As a matter of fact, the simple reading of the Mechaber is like the Shach. What does it say over here in the Shulchan Aruch? In Sivkot, Kuf Hei Siv Zayin. When do we say it's Isur Machmas Atzmo? What's that? Nevela or Basar and Cholov? Mefurisha Mechaber, like the Shach? Comes the Taz in Sivkot and Yud Gimel. And he asks the Marashal, he asks his Kasha. Ein bel isa belu yosef bel blo rotev, im bosa becholov, tipas cholov is a raya. Right? Ein os teres acheres, and nogam befurish a gemara like the Taz. Yeah. Im lo shen efarish mashakos of kan bosa becholov, hainu, bosa cham shen noga begvino. That's isa machmas atzmo. That is the pshat of the Maharshal, which the Taz embraces. Because the Rashba said so. Because the Rashba said so, Rabosai. The Rashba says, Bosa shenesa mecholov, eino choza v'yosa shar bosa b'lo rotev, afil ishtein chamas. And before the Rashba, the Shach concedes. He just said we pass like the Ran. But the Ran is overkill. The Ran says, and it doesn't play in anesa ever. So the most post-mortem of the Taz is correct. What's the lumdus behind the Taz? Make up your mind, Rabbi. Is bosa b'cholov isimach masmatzmo, or is it not? Could it be bitl or is it not? Here's the answer, Rabosai. There's no bitl when it comes to Bosa B'cholov. Why not? Heter beheter lo botil. It's like Kalayim. We saw this, the Shach quotes. I read it with someone today in Beis Medrash, or yesterday. In Sivkot and Yud Zayin, towards the beginning. They compare things to Kalayim. So in Kalayim, Rabosai, listen carefully in Kalayim. If I have one piece of linen, in this corner of the garment, the entire garment is kalayim. I'll put on half this garment, leave this one hang down. No good. The entire garment is kalayim. There's no bitl of heter beheter. But if I remove the piece of linen, now the garment is permitted to be worn. Exactly the same thing applies to basar b'cholov. If there's a mashu of cholov there, the entire basar is treif. Remove the cholov, it's kosher. So wait a second. Wait a minute. If a mashu is enough to aser, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kemesh inosan tam b'chatichas. You need nisinas tam. The answer is, who knows, four words? What are the four words? Who remembers? Four words. Derech bishul asra Torah. The reason why you need kedei nisinas tam originally is because derech bishul asra Torah. But once it was asr al tzbasa b'cholav, because derech bishul asra Torah, it remains asr as long as there's a mashu left. But if nothing is left, it goes back to heteo, like klayim. That's the taz shita. I have only a mashu, but of elef. No, there's no bitter of basav, heter beheter. It's all gone. It's not called basav b'cholav at all. It's like klayim. You move the linen completely. That shita is a taz, which rove poskim accept. They usually file the shach against the taz, as you well learned the whole year in Milan Yoredeya. But the Taz has many victories. It's one of them. The role of post-mortem, the Taz is correct. Because the Rashi was like him. And the Ran is off the charts. The Ran doesn't deny the NNS completely. We don't accept the Ran. This is a major Shach and Taz over here. Major. Which we spoke about it a long time ago. We learned Chos Basa B'chola. But you have to come see it again. Now that we are actually in Simen Kuf Hey. Now we have 5 minutes left to discuss one more topic. Again, we glossed over many things, but this is a very, very nice topic. Rabosai. There's a case of Chidush Rabbi Akiva Eger that we saw inside. Sarivav and Tosafilu. It was a chicken. Half of it was Asr, half was Mutter. How's that possible? Half Asr, half Mutter. Now who remembers the case? Funny case. Neder. Took a neder against the top of the chicken, not the bottom of the chicken. And what happened? The bottom touched another chicken. The Beis Meir said it's Asr. Asr. Asr, Rabosai. Why is it Asr? Because a heter is mekabel tam from the entire Chatichas Isr. Yes, it's true. Only the Kedei Netilah of the Heter is impacted upon. But it's impacted upon by the entirety of the Chatichas Isr. So says the Beis Meir. Kivega says no. Only the closest Kedei Netilah of Isr impacts upon the Heter. That's a discussion. Wow. So, it's an alta machlokes. It's the Rebbe Akiva and the Beis Meir. It's the Mogen Avraham and the Chok Yaakov. What's the case over there? A matzah. One part is doubled over, so it's chash chometz. And the matzah touches another matzah, hot matzah, but on the other side of the matzah. The Mogen Avraham says, no problem. Ein belua yotze mechaticha lechaticha, or from one side of the matzah to the other side of the matzah. Below rotev. Chok Yaakov says, no. It's prohibited. As a Bekiv Eger, at first glance, you see from Tosfos, what Tosfos say? The one Kedei Netilah cannot aser another Kedei Netilah. What do you see from there? Ein beluwa yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. That means side one, from one side of the chaticha to the other side of the chaticha. What's the end? It's considered to be like beluwa. Any yotze below rotev? That's how Rebbe Akiva starts off by saying, oh, a raya lekula. Not such a good raya, Rabosai. Because Tosis is talking about an Issa Kochush, like Gid Hanoshe. When it comes to Shomein, Rabosai, not so simple. Pashas, it's complicated. Okay? Beis Meir says, even by Kochush, it goes from side to side. Aye, Tosfos. Tosfos learns, Rabosai, catch this now, to go from the Gid Hanoshe to the meat itself, it's like going to a Chaticha Acheres. The fundamental fight over here is whether it goes from within one Chaticha, how does it all impact upon it? Only the closest Kedei Netilah. That depends upon where the things migrate within a chaticha. So there are really three opinions. It always migrates, it never migrates, or shomen is migrates, and kochosh does not migrate. So the Beis Meir says it always migrates. What do you do with Tosfos in Sadi Zion? No, that's within the chaticha. Gid and bus is two different chatichas. Rabbi Kiva, that's a dochak. Rabbi Kiva, that's a big dochak. So you have to say no. You see from Tosfos that if it's kochosh, it does not migrate. But if it's shomen, I say that perhaps it really should migrate. And some deny that as well. That's the tumul. And it goes back at my last point for today. Is a tremendous kasha, Rabosai, of the crazy place. Who has the kasha? Korban Pesach touches Cheres, it says over there, Yichlov es Makomo. Wait a second. That piece is Tzli Machmas Dover Acher. Tzli Machmas Dover Acher is an Iser Atzmi, not a Balua. It itself is an intrinsic prohibition. So it's an intrinsic prohibition. Tosis seems to say over here in Naftali Zayin, it'll go from klipa to klipa to klipa to klipa ad infinitum. So what's going on over here? Mainly the crazy place that wants to suggest klipa means two klipas, but doesn't mean ad infinitum. It goes from side to side, so we should go till the end. We should go till the end, right? Chaticha nasa nevela. You can't say inanesa because it's going all together. It's within one piece. Must be considered to be balua. That's the writer Bekiveger. Says based upon the crazier place. Comes the Megillah Sefer, says nothing doing. There is 60 times it could they klipa. 60 times it could they klipa. So then we say, Rabosai, that the rotev, even if it's shomer, fapea bakulo, the shishim connecto. Yeah. And if there's no shishim, ein achinami, perhaps the entire piece will be in fact osur. Shulchan Aruch Sivdalit, as a matter of fact, sounds like the Beis Meir. Do you remember the Megillah Sefer quotes from his son-in-law? He gave you a bracha, you should always be able to quote things from your son-in-law. What does it say over there? In Sivdalit, it sounds in Shishim, connected the entire Chatichas Iser, which fell on the Chaticha, which is in the Kedeya, which is Chutzah Rotev. Not just 60 times the closest Kedei Netila. On the other hand, according to the Beis Meir, he says, according to the Shachs of Yizam, you spoke about, what's going to happen? It's going to be usher forever? The answer is, he lays with the kasha. The Beis Meir, in fact, asks the kasha against himself, against the shach. The Beis Meir on the shachs of Kotnin Zion asks his kasha. And he answers as follows. If the busser is this bashel b'cholov, then we say it asks even without the cholov. But if the klipa, which only comes from the outside, even the shackle that you were to taz, it's not going to answer intrinsically, and therefore the kasha is no kasha. So therefore, I don't know who's right, but the Beis Meir, Svara, sounds like it certainly has merit, even though Kiveg and others are not sure that it's correct. We'll stop here, and then tomorrow we'll start Simon Kuvov, go to Kuv Zayin, even start Kuv Ches, and believe that on Wednesday, again, time to be determined, tomorrow's regular time, we'll try to finish up Kuv Ches, maybe even a little schmooze for the last... of the regular